All right. Happy Monday, everybody. How are you today? Today is January the 31st, the last day of January. We're already 31 days into the new year, 2022. There remains 334 days left. February is also noted as Black History Month. All righty now. You are listening to Linda Sims. I am your radio personality for the show, A Voice of a People. We stream live on the web also, www.wwgh107.1fmradio. You can also download a free app on any electronic device. The name of this app is called TuneIn. Once you download it, please search WWGH. You can also call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944. Not this show, though, but I will be doing a second show today at 5:15 to 6 p.m., okay? And Kimba Hubbard will be here. A lot of you know her. A lot of you like her. She does singles, Choosing God's Best. She will be on by herself today. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappies Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce will begin again on April the 16th. It will begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Those of you, mark your calendars. It's going to be a couple more months before that starts up again. We also have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner there is Cheryl Lee. Location is LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. Those of you who listen faithfully, thank you. You are also my supporters. And if it's your first time tuning into the show, thank you. I pray it will not be your last, okay? I'd like to also share with my audience a thought for today. This thought for today is titled, Changing Times, and what a day and time we live in. Days are changing, people are changing, situations are changing, minds are changing. Everything around us constantly changes, right? We evolve, we all change. But change sometimes is hard, but change is good. Now that's my guest, Tennille. Nickler will be talking to us about that. She will be a call-in guest today. She will call in at 4:30. But she will also be talking about change, okay? And changing times goes like this. It is wise to bend rather than to break. And what do they mean by that? Things constantly change. And if you don't know how to go with the flow or roll with the punches, like they say, then you will break. You just can't stand like a stiff board and think nothing is going to change and all things will remain the same. That is not true. We find this out every single day. Not only one thing changed, we probably can't even number how many things do change around us and even in our own lives. Those who change will get spiritual wisdom. There's a benefit in change. Did you even realize that? Well, yes, because if I change my eating habits from just eating junk food all the time, okay, that would be wisdom. And there would be a great benefit if I took that to heart. You know, eat more vegetables and more fruit, you know, less bread, less rice and less potatoes, but there's a benefit in change. You can change for the better or you can change for the worst, you know? So those who have wisdom will decide to change. So that's another point. It takes wisdom to even change. It takes wisdom for you to even know or understand that you need to change or it's time to change. Or maybe I need to figure out how I want to change for the better for myself. And maybe I can do some homework on it. You know, maybe I want to wear my hair different. Or I want to change my style. Or, you know, maybe I want to read more books now. You know, what kind of books do you want to read? You know, it's like doing homework and studying about not only yourself, but what you're really interested in. And a lot of us, a lot of times, we don't even know what we're interested in. So it's like what they call it, a nature search or just a search. There's just so many things out there that we can take advantage of that will help benefit us as we change and as we evolve in this world of constant change, right? Even the moon changes. It has different phases for is like four different phases of a month within 30 days, but it still changes. It's still the moon, but we see it differently from one week to the other. Half moon, full moon, no moon, quarter of a moon. Okay, but that's change. That is change, right? Okay. And don't forget, it takes wisdom. If you have wisdom, that means the smarts, right, or the wit of God, you will decide to change. Change is the first law of nature. Nature changes, even though it remains the same. It goes through a cycle, which is also what you call a change. And we go through cycles as we age. You know, we're no longer babies anymore. We change from baby infants to babies to toddlers, you know, to preschoolers and what do you know? Next thing you know, you're teenagers and you're young adults. Change. Some change we cannot stop. It's going to happen no matter how hard we buck against it. You know, we're just going to change. All right? It is a law of nature. You know, and I gave a talk, I think it was last week or week before last, about the law of karma. So a lot of things are based in or programmed in to life, existence. Karma is one. You reap what you sow. And now we're finding out today that the law of nature is to change. Wow. In fact, change is the mark of time. It is. It is the mark of time. It's like a stapler, you know. It's going to happen. It's just like the law of karma, you know. What you dish out, you get back, okay? And what you, the mark of time means there's a mark there, like a pillar or a stone of time, because it's going to happen, like I stated earlier, whether you like it or not, whether you're ready or not. And it might not be the change that you're looking for because you didn't put forth that effort to change, but if you put forth that effort to change, it will be a good thing for you. And like it says, those who have wisdom will change. So we want to put our wisdom to work. King Solomon asked for, out of everything that he could ask for, he asked the Lord, asked him, what do you ask of me? He said, Lord, give me wisdom so I will know how to govern and rule and lead this great multitude of your people. And he said, because you asked for wisdom, you will be the wisest man that ever lived. And not only that, the richest. Not because he asked, but he asked for the most important thing, which was wisdom. So what would you ask for today? Would it be wisdom? Would it be money? Or help me change? Give me wisdom so I'll know how I need to change. That's what I say. Give me wisdom that I'll know where I need to change, how I need to change. right? And why I need to change. How's it going to benefit me? How's it going to benefit others? You know, because whatever we do, it impacts people around us, whether we stay the same or whether we change. But I've learned this. If you're always waiting on somebody else to change, because you may not be comfortable with the way they are, then there you go. Look at yourself. The change still begins with you. No matter who else is around, or no matter what's going on, change begins with you. I thought that to be a very important thought for today. And hopefully I said something to encourage those of you who are listening. And as we wait for our guest today, Tenille Nickler, remember I told you she will be also talking about change. All right? Very inspired by this young lady. She's always on the go, up and down, in and out, jumping jacks. You know what I'm saying? She is just a young lady who is always busy, okay? Some of you may know her. She's been on, this will not be her first time on the show, and it won't be her last time on the show, because she inspires me, and I like to be inspired, and I like to also use my guest to inspire other people who may be listening. It may be a mother, a grandmother, maybe a teenager, or, you know, a young lady who wants a change, a good change. Okay? All right. Change. 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 Wow. Some things are just good. They're just good for us to do. It's good for us to get involved in certain things that are going on in our life and change. But sometimes it is the hardest, because some of us are so stubborn when it comes to change. Just stubborn. Don't want to change. Don't want things around us to change. Want all things to remain the same. And how boring would that be? And how boring is that? That nothing changes. Everything remains the same. I think I change my bedspread at least 3 or 4 times a year. Because I just have to have something different. You know? Yeah. Really, I like change. I like change. I like new things, different things. I'm sure many of you can follow suit with that. Right, absolutely, absolutely. All righty, here we go. Still waiting on Tenille. She should be calling any second now. And so what do you think about that snowstorm that's coming our way? I'm just saying, I'm thinking, well, you know, we're not going to get all that snow they're talking about. I just don't want to believe that. What about you? I don't want to believe it. But I'm ready. It's going to, if the storm is coming regardless, whether I'm ready or not, and I'm ready. And I don't know what to expect, but I'm ready. And hopefully those of you, if you're not ready, get ready. Get things that you may not have. You may need paper towels, toilet paper. You may even need water. Water is just one of those things you need to always have on hand, extra water. So make sure that you do have that on hand. Because you never know. Water main pipes break in the city, you know, and then you're left without water. So try to always keep water. Extra water. And that's a given. That is a given. You know, I think since 2000 came in, the year 2000, I've seen more water main breaks in our city than ever before. All the time they happen. I heard someone asking one of the other hosts on WWGH there was a water main break, and the lady was calling and asking, well, how long should we boil our water? He says, like, 48 hours or 24 hours, like, see, you need water. Bottled water or water in the gallon jugs or those one waters with the little spigot on them. You know, I think it holds 2.5 gallons, and just make sure you have extra water. They're even talking about that this storm that's coming. It may even bring ice, which breaks our power lines. And there's a chance we could be without power. Make sure you got plenty of water. Plenty of water. Okay, well, I hope she has not forgotten. I don't think so. That would not be like her. Let me see. She's only a couple minutes after. Oh, today's not February the 1st, so she won't be calling in till tomorrow. What was I thinking? Huh? Alrighty then. Well, I will go on with my show then. I always try to be prepared to go on if I have to. And I'm so sorry. Tanil will be on tomorrow. I hope she's not listening. I bet she says, oh, Miss Linda, it's not today. It's tomorrow. Okay. So, you know, I did pick up this little tidbit that I wanted to share with my guest. Okay. And it's titled, well, I didn't waste much time, just a few minutes. It's called Ice Vice. We are all essentially made of virtue. Even the baddest person in the world will find time to do something good at least once a year. And when I first read it, I thought, no, wow, I guess we all can do something at least once a year that's good. But we don't want to limit it to once a year. We want to try our best to always do good things, daily, right? At least once a day. Okay. But it says, even the baddest person in the world will find time to do something good at least once a year. If you conducted a straw poll on people's preferences between peace and conflict, the result would be predictable. What would you predict between peace and conflict? Well, most people want peace. World peace, you know, that's what they ask the Miss Americas, you know, and they'll say, well, what do you desire when you look at the world today? World peace, and we do need world peace. And hopefully we can maintain world peace. We do not want war. No matter what it looks like, we do not want war. We want opportunity for negotiations, peaceful negotiations, okay? The deepest meaning of human relationships isn't hate, it's love. It is not hate, it's love. Our meaning of relationships is not hate, it's love. So you should not run around and think that, okay, you hate everybody or everybody hates you. No one likes me. You know, as if you're receiving hate from other people, you know, or you don't want to hate. Oh, I don't like that person. Why? Oh, I don't know. I don't like the way they walk. I don't like the way they talk. I don't like the way they smile. I don't like the way they even dress. That makes no sense. Do not judge people by what they wear, what they look like, how they eat. You know, some things are just, we waste our time. We just waste our time. Love ye one another as I have loved you, saith the Lord. Okay? So be kind to people. Like people. Be nice. Right? Find something that you like about a person. Find something. Even if they drive in one of the sharpest cars you ever seen. And, oh, I like your car. Something. You know. Something. So we don't want to hate. We want love. We know that because we all seek it. Everybody wants to be loved, right? and occasionally give it. Don't be stingy with your love. Learn how to give out love, what you want to receive yourself. But virtue is not so popular in these days of cynicism and disrespect. Vice is a way out ahead in the world of human affairs. Lying, stealing, cheating, killing, and insulting can be found at all levels of every society. Why? What made virtue lose its fashion? Why did we collectively decide to surrender ourselves to vicious ways of living? Why did that happen? Why did we do that? It says we collectively decided. So that just wasn't one person, like groups of people, to surrender ourselves to vicious ways of living. And you know, this day and time we live in, it is vicious. I was talking with someone not too long ago. It's like, he says it's like a climate of hate. Even between just not the sexes, but between the races of people, ethnic groups. Or you may be of the same ethnic group. But it's like Cain killed Abel. You know, in the beginning of time, Cain killed Abel, his brother, because he didn't like that God favored his offering more than his. And but God told him, you know, if you would do well, you know, I would accept it. But if you're going to be angry about it and hateful, he says, evil is waiting for you, crouching at the door. But he could not, you know, get that out of his mind. He just hated his brother so much for the favoritism of God, which he also could have had the favoritism of God. He could have favored them both, or you know, really valued his offering that, you know, he submitted to the Lord himself. But no. He got so angry and he couldn't control that anger. It really got out of control, and the devil, Satan, just stepped in and he killed his brother. This is how we have collectively decided to surrender ourselves to vicious ways of living. Because somehow we've gotten to a place in society where we don't like one another. Or I'm jealous of that person, or I want what they have. But all this is sin. Jealousy and envy. And, you know, that I think that may be the last of the Ten Commandments. Do not covet your neighbor's anything. Not their wife, not their husband, not their house, nor their plow, nor their herd. Do not covet. Covet means be jealous of so much that you'll do anything to get it, that you will hurt your neighbor, that you will steal it or destroy it. So they won't even be able to enjoy it. We cannot be these type of people. We have to understand there is good and there is evil in the world. We have to understand that. It is not our fault, but this is the sin nature that we live in. Just like the one pastor was saying yesterday, it doesn't matter what the crime is. We all have a sin nature. All that is in us. We may not act on all of these different things. But, you know, to be a murderer, to be a fornicator, to steal from people, you know, whatever other sins that are out there, we have a sin nature. And it's only the grace of God that you haven't done some of those really, really bad things that you talk about people. How could they do that? And how could they hurt someone like that? It's only God's grace that we haven't gone there. But we could have, because we have a sin nature. We're not just limited to maybe telling a little lie or picking up something in the store and putting it in our pocket and hope no one saw it. But there are much greater sins that we're capable of, and they're inside of us. And I thought about that when he said, I'm like, wow, I didn't even look at sin like that. But it's only God's grace that you haven't gone out there and did the wrong thing. The wrong thing. Could it be down to one simple belief, survival of the fittest? Could it be the birth of desire and possession? Could it be that we started to think that we might not get what we wanted? See, I've talked to many people. There was a young man I used to have on my show. His name was Rick Ismail. I really admired Rick Ismail. He was a great athlete, and I think he had a free ride to college and made one mistake. One mistake. By looking at what other people had, and I had him on my show. He was a very, very intelligent young man. And I asked him, how did that happen? And you had so much support from your family and from your friends and from the school and from colleges that was really waiting to accept you and receive you. And he said, I was trying to get the American dream. What have we released into the atmosphere? What is the American dream? When our young people look at America, is that all they see is money? Fame? Is that all they see? Fortune? They don't see working and being honest. What have we released into the atmosphere that people think, I got to have a wad of money to be important. I have to have a wad of money to look good. I have to have a wad of money so that people won't look at me like I'm nothing. But there's a price to pay for those things, especially if you didn't get it legally or someone didn't die and leave you a fortune. But people sometimes don't understand, if you would work hard and do your best and be honest, God will promote you. And you, not only will you be surprised, but those who are around you would be floored. They're like, well, how did that happen? How did, you know, did they get that? And like we talked about wisdom earlier, it comes from wisdom. God says, anybody who wants wisdom, ask of me and I will give it to you liberally. I will give it to you liberally. Without holding anything back, I will give you wisdom. On a job, you may end up being the CEO of a company or manager of a company. And you may start at the base pay on the floor in a factory or something. But God can put you anywhere he desires for you to be. You just have to be honest. You just have to work hard. You just have to respect and be content with what you have. And be thankful. And be thankful. Why are we not thankful? And I think that comes with, you know, this ice vice and how we look at the world today and how we just don't have enough. We can't get enough. We always have to have more. Give me more. Give me more. I don't have enough. Give me more. And then when you can't get more, then you're trying to find ways to get more. And it's all not always the legal way or the right way. What has happened to us in society? Now, this was a thought for today, and I just had to pull it up and talk about this. But I had my day mixed up. I was thinking Tennille was coming today, but no, it was the day for me to do Ice Vice. So you can see that it was meant to be done, right? Because I could have been wrong. She could have been here, you know? Yeah. And it started out, could it be down to one simple belief? The American dream. That is a simple belief. That is one belief. That is what people strive for. And it doesn't matter who it is, why it is, but people strive to be successful. People strive to be rich. People strive to be important. People strive to be relevant in society today. They just strive for these things, you know? You have to understand, and you have to come to a place where you have to say, now that's enough. That's enough. Let me slow down. Let me take my time. Let me do some deep breaths. Let me calm my heart, my spirit, and my mind. Let me settle myself and take the time to look around me. Like we were talking earlier, start doing some studying. Start looking up investments. Get your portfolio, homework, companies. Start studying how to invest money. You learn how to invest money, and money rolls over and multiplies. So there is more than one way than to be successful. Everybody's not a rock star, you know. Everybody's not a Bill Gates, you know, or are married in that type of money, you know, just out of the wahoo and can't even count the money. Even if you spent, what, $22 million a day, the richest man in the world, they said even if he spent $22 million a day, he would not spend all of his money. And he's like 50 years old, I think, between 50 and 60. So he may have at least another 40 years to live. And if they said if he spent $22 million a day, he still would not have spent all of his billions of dollars. So I guess that is the American dream. The more I can get, the better off I am, the better off I'll feel. And it doesn't take all that to survive. We do need survival skills. We all do need that, okay? Could it be the birth of desire? Yes. And possession. Same thing we're talking about. Could it be that we started to think that we might not get what we wanted? Yes. How relevant is that? How important is that? How does that sit well with you? I might not get what I want. Are you willing to accept that? Maybe so. I might not get what I want, but I got to be willing to accept the fact that that's possible. I might not get it. Or lose what we had. Some people have lost everything. Remember the tornado that just went through? It was more than one tornado, but it just went through, what was it, Kentucky and Tennessee earlier? Was it this month or December? Might have been December. I think it was right before Christmas. Just totaled that city. There might not even have been. Everything looked like toothpicks. It just lost everything. Everything. Even in that, we have to find something to be thankful for. The lives that were spared, you know. And people did help. People come together and help those who need help, okay? Could it be that we found others acting towards us in ways which were far from loving and caring? Yes, and that can also put us in a foul mood and in a foul way. And sometimes we put too much importance on that. And I think if we would begin to love ourselves for who we are and find things within ourselves that we like, you know, and if you like nothing about yourself, then find something that will help you like yourself, you know. Do something great. Be creative. God has given us all different gifts and talents, and we can be creative. I've seen so many people during this COVID start their own businesses, making their own body butter, and people have just these witty inventions God has given these people. They say, well, nobody's working, but a lot of these people have their own businesses. How cool is that? They have used their witty inventions and they have created things and they're making a success out of it, a life out of it. Probably yes to all those that I laid forth, as they are all interconnected. But we still have a choice, and that choice will define the quality of our life. Virtue or vice, harmony or conflict, love or fear. If we did not have that choice, we would not be unique. Individual begins with opportunity to know and exercise our free will. But seriously, if virtues and vice were standing trial and you were in the jury, who would you vote for? Which one would you ice? So make your choice and live your choice. It is much more relaxing. You did vote for virtue, didn't you? Power. Power. Virtue. And I may be wrong about the meaning of virtue. I just remember that when Christ was on the earth and this woman had an issue of blood that she suffered 12 years. She went to the doctors and had spent all her money. And the doctors could not heal her of this condition. Okay, it was like losing her lifeblood, you know, daily. And Jesus came to town. And she was already considered an unclean woman because of what the condition she was going through. And he came to town that day, and all those people, they said people thronged him wherever he went, and there were multitudes of people that would come, and he would heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease, you know, because the people would just pull on him and tug on him. And this certain woman, she said to herself, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. And they say in the Bible that she even crawled on the ground and touched the very hem or the tassels of his garment. And she was healed immediately. And the Lord asked the disciples, who touched me? Because he felt this strength leave him. He felt it evaporate an issue out of him. And the disciples said, all these people around you, Master, and you want us to tell you who touched you? But God knew, Jesus knew, that whoever touched him had faith. And when they touched him, they insisted on getting healed, and they pulled that virtue out of him. So I'm thinking virtue means the strength or the power to be healed. So I'm looking at virtue, meaning that. But she did confess. You know, she said, it was I, Lord. It was I that touched you. And he told her, your faith have made you healed. Great faith, he said. There's different types of faith, right? Great faith has made you heal. Made you whole. She was made whole. If I could but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Wow. Ice or vice? Make your choice and live your choice. It is much more relaxing. And we all vote for virtue. I would look that word up, but you know, I'm out of data time on my phone, so I can only get so much here. I don't think I can even get the meaning of that. I would like to have done that. We'll try and see what we can pull up. That's my understanding of virtue, and that might not be the right understanding. Nope, can't get it. And if you know what virtue is, we do have like 4 minutes. You can call in 740-383-9944. I'm sorry I started off my show thinking I had a guest today. And I do. 5:15 to 6. Kimba Hubbard. She will be here. I'm certain of that. It's Monday, so, you know, forgive me. Haven't had one of those, what they call brain freezes in a while, but hey, still a new year. I'm still Linda, you know, so it happens, and it did happen. Wow. What a thought for today. Ice vice. And remember, do something good every day. Try to do multiple things that are good every day. Even that'll make you feel good about yourself. You don't have to do a great feat or beat somebody out of what they're doing or in trying to be jealous of other people and what they have and what they do. Let us be mindful of what we have and what we can have and what we can do. To be better, to do better, to have more, if that's what we desire. Not to the point that we desire it so much that we're willing to take it from somebody else. You know, we want our own. I want my own. Right. I always felt that way about whatever. I want my own. I want my own job. I want my own husband. I want my own children. You know, I want my own car. I want my own money. I want my own. And you know, hey. Like, and I don't ask anybody to give me anything. And like James Brown says, you know, open up the door, I get it myself. And that's how we have to be. We can get it ourselves. We can do it ourselves the right way. But sometimes, but we just need to ask the Lord to lead us and guide us and help us do the things that we desire to do and help us to have the things that we desire to have. But have it with the right mindset. Not the mindset of being vindictive or vicious. That last sentence of the first paragraph. What made virtue lose its fashion? Why did we collectively decide to surrender ourselves to vicious ways of living? We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to turn the table and we are going to change. Okay? Now, don't forget, I made a mistake, but Tanil will be here tomorrow also talking about change. The next hour, Kim Hubbard will be on with me from 5:15 to 6 p.m. So those of you who like Kimba or never have heard her, please stay tuned. After the commercials, you know, don't move that dial, but after the commercials, she will be here. And thank you for listening to A Voice of a People here live with Linda Sims on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. All right, have a good one. God bless, and thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.